This morning I was running and I was feeling really inspired by one of our participants. So I'm going to call her Angela. And Angela recently had her 90th birthday. She's amazing. She started playing with one of my groups. Probably about 7 years ago, she plays violin and she picked it up after not playing it for 50 years, so yeah, returner. And the story emerged. I saw her over the weekend, and her story's really stayed with me. So we were having some time which wasn't musical time. In fact, she invited me round to do an art workshop, and she was telling me about how she got into it. So she was around 60 and there was some family stuff going on at the time, and she took herself off to a craft fair and saw somebody doing a particular technique and thought, oh, that looks really good, may not be for me though, and talked to the person said, oh, well, it's easy and it's really enjoyable as well. And so Angela walked off and then couldn't stop thinking about it, and then went back to the store and bought herself a kit, took it home, found she really enjoyed it, and she finds it easy, so I would say she has a particular talent for that. And she's very self-effacing. So from there, somebody saw some of the things she was doing and said, do you want to come and run a workshop at my art club? And she went along and people really enjoyed it and wanted to do another, and then they said, well, we'd love you to come and run a 10-week course. So she needed to go and get an adult teaching qualification. And so she did that and then started running these courses. She'd never done any teaching before, just her passion for this medium and her lovely nature, I suppose, and helping people and, yeah, kindness. And then as time went on, they asked her to run some different art courses, and they were referring to her as an artist. And she thought, okay, well, I better learn some more skills then. And so went and took herself off and did an art course. And then for the next 30 years, ran courses in art just from that one meeting. So what I find really inspiring about this is that she just followed an inkling. She didn't have any plans for it. She followed it. She said yes to it. And then it unfolded and she stepped into it with ease and followed it where it took her. So this is inspiring in itself for me. And also that she was 60 when she did that. I love this. I love that wasn't a barrier for her. And nor should it be, but I think for many people, yeah, I see a joy of life in her and a curiosity in her and a joy of life, a curiosity, listening, good humour in her that I find so incredibly inspiring. And yeah, that's it for now.